And it gives me a lot of pleasure to welcome Shannon Musgrave to the radio. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Larry.
I'm so happy that you're able to be with us today.
And yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, and what's really amazing and wonderful to me that is that there might be a pandemic going on, but Allegheny Regional Asset District, ARAD, is still going strong, as are its supported organizations, with lots of activities to do as part of Radical Days, which happens every fall. And it's good to, it may be a little different in some ways, but it's still full of lots of energy, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we've been so impressed with our regional assets who have been so creative in this time, pivoting to online programming or outdoor social distance, all these new health and safety measures, but everyone is up to the challenge, it seems.
Don't you feel like in 30 or 40 years, people are going to be looking back at this period and the people would do something called social distancing and masks would be in their pockets and Zoom meetings became,
Yes. I think it's going to be such an interesting thing to look back on. We're sort of living through it and just trying to keep our heads above water, but it's certainly an interesting time to be alive.
Well, one thing I'd like to look back on is it's been, I guess, about 26 years that something happened in Allegheny County. Some people were a little confused by it at first or wondering about it, but 1% was added to the sales tax. Pennsylvania's sales tax is 6%, unless you're in Allegheny County, where it's an extra penny out of every dollar. And
right.
The reason for that was to create a fund that the Allegheny Regional Asset District oversees, and it's really made a huge difference in our region. I can say that personally, since SLB is one of the benefactors of that fund. But can you talk a little bit more about what that fund makes possible overall, and then we'll talk about some specific Radical Days events.
Sure. Yeah, so it was in the early 90s that city and county leadership came together with this plan, in large part to save big regional assets like the zoo and the National Aviary, which wasn't, I believe, the National Aviary at the time, but became got that distinction later, the Phipps Conservatory, and these big, you know, really meaningful regional assets that were struggling, and the city couldn't keep them on its budget anymore. So a lot of good collaborative work between leadership at the city and county and state levels created this additional 1% sales tax, half of which goes through RAD and funds the regional assets, the libraries, the parks, arts and culture organizations, all the things that make us love to live here. And the other half goes directly to every municipality in Allegheny County. So that's a side of the RAD story you maybe don't hear as often, but every municipality gets a percentage of that tax as well to go to things like public safety and roads and whatever they need to continue their municipal work. And that kind of support is especially important in times like this when everything's taking such a hard hit. But we've been fortunate that the sales tax, though it has dipped a little because of the pandemic, it hasn't been as hard hit as we initially thought. So it's a really stable source of support, not only for our regional assets, but for the municipalities here in our county as well.
And if you take pride in the Carnegie Library system, if you take pride in organizations like our museums, and two great examples, the ones you mentioned, the Aviary and Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. When I was growing up, those were operated by the city, as was the zoo. And when you think about it, I guess there was a time when it made sense for a city to be operating those kinds of organizations, but they really have fared much better. No offense to the city, but as they grew and became more specialized, they fared really well as independent organizations and have even been able to bring in additional funding from beyond the area. So, you know, the experiment known as the Allegheny Regional Asset District has made a huge difference in the quality of life here.
That's right.
And smaller, it's not just for big organizations like those, but lots of theater groups, dance groups, you name it.
That's right. We've got over 100 organizations now that receive RAD funding. And something I was really surprised and delighted by when I moved here, I've only been in the area for about a year and a half, but for the size of the city, the amount of arts and cultural organizations that exist and thrive here is really impressive. And I think it has one of the best arts and culture scenes in the country. And I think a large part of that is because there is this constant and reliable source of funding for these organizations. And I think it's a real source of pride, like you said, for the people that live here to know that they're a part of why this region is so vibrant.
I can also give a little testimony to how efficient RAD itself is. That money is not going to a lot of overhead or boondoggles or anything like that. You and your colleagues really work hard. It's a small staff that works from really a model of service to the community as well as to the nonprofits. It helps support, not it could be very different, but Rich and the leadership there have always made it an organization of service, which I think matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for saying that. I think that that is a really important point, and it's actually part of the legislation that less than 1% of the funding that comes in is allowed to go to administration. So we are a small but mighty staff of six, and we're governed by a really incredible board of directors who volunteer their time. They're appointed by the county executive and the mayor, and then one at-large board member. So it's seven people that really are true public servants and very dedicated to the work that RAD does. And then we also have an amazing citizen advisory board that's right now around 20 people, but we're actually looking for more. So if you want to learn about joining our advisory board, you can go to our website, radworkshere.org, and learn more about that as well.
Now let's talk about the fun stuff. It's radical days. Not that that wasn't fun, but we sound like a couple policy wonks here. Radical days is a way to get excited and celebrate our region's assets. And in the past, it's consisted of things like free days here at the Children's Museum where we're located. The museum is unable to do that this year because it won't be opening until early in 2021. But I know we're excited with Carnegie Science Center. SLB will be part of its Radical Days on October 30th, Friday, between 10 and 2. We'll be on hand talking to guests and recording interviews for broadcast, if not the next day, the following week. And that's just one event. What else is going on this month?
Yeah, we've got so much. It's like you said, it looks a little different this year. Typically, it's been maybe a 2 or 3 week period in the fall where we have free Radical Days events. But because we wanted to maintain some flexibility this year and the events are all a little different, we're going all through the fall. So we started in September, we're going through November, and we've got free events online and in person, and there's something to do almost every single day. So coming up next week, we've got free admission to Heinz History Center. That's on October 12th, 13th, and 14th. And something important to note, because of the pandemic and new health and safety measures, it's really important that people reserve their spots in advance. So while admission is free, most, if not all, events still require an advanced registration. So check out our website, radworkshere.org. There's a calendar that links to all of the events and has all the information of how to make sure that you participate and get yourself a good spot. So we've got the Heinz History Center next week. We've got some fun virtual events with the National Aviary and the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. We've got Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures has their Words and Pictures series with the wonderful young readers author Lois Lowry. That's going to be on October 18th, and that's a virtual event, so it'll be available all week, I believe. And then, as you mentioned, we've got free days with the Carnegie Museums. So the Andy Warhol has a free day October 28th, and then the Art, History, and Science Center all have their free day on October 30th, and you can find out how to reserve your tickets on our website, like I said. And then we've got some exciting virtual events with the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. They've got a virtual dance class for kids on October 20th, and then they've got some fun events for adults later that week as well. They're doing a virtual happy hour with a Dracula theme, and they're also doing a behind-the-scenes tour of their costume shop where you get to see all of the Dracula costumes.
Oh, that's really, really cool.
Fun for the season, yeah.
It looks like there are a few days where the August Wilson Center is going to be open, the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. I see the 31st as one such date, as well as the 24th. And
that's right. They've actually reopened. So they're open, I think, every day. And you can go and see their exhibit in person. They also have it available online if you're not quite ready to venture out of the house yet. But some of the organizations that have ongoing events, they're sort of scattered throughout our calendar, but they may be open even more than what appears on our calendar. So be sure to check their websites as well.
Here's Pittsburgh Musical Theater on November 14th at 12 noon. And it's a chance for you to see them in the outdoor West End canopy. Full disclosure, I'm on their board of directors, and that canopy is beautiful and is a great safe way to see a performance. There's a lot going on, and probably the best thing for you to do, if you go to radworkshere.org/events, there's a calendar, you know, typical gridded calendar. You can look in a list view. You can search for things you might want to see. And there's a lot of virtual events, too. But we're all craving human contact. And there are some events that you can safely go to, you know, wearing a mask and social distancing. And as you heard Shannon mention, getting a reservation, because many of these indoor events require a timed ticket so that the crowds don't get too large.
That's right.
Are there any others that you want to call attention to that come to mind?
Well, let's see. I'm just kind of scrolling through here with you as well. Well, what's fun too is even if there are organizations that don't necessarily have a specific date and timed event, but for instance, the Pittsburgh Youth Chorus has a virtual choral piece that they put together via Zoom that has all of their young singers, and it's really beautiful. So I've added that to our calendar. It's kind of sprinkled through on random days, but you can click on that event detail and go to their YouTube page and watch their concert. And there are a couple of choral groups that have done similar things. So if you're feeling adventurous, just go click on a date on our calendar and scroll through. Like I said, there's something almost every single day.
It's amazing. And I would recommend, we have a lot of listeners who live beyond Allegheny County. This is for you too. So go to radworkshere.org/events. All of the events are free. It's a way of giving back to the community. And even if you're unable to get out, there's lots of virtual events. And even if you are not accustomed to going to virtual events, frankly, just reading these descriptions and getting a sense of what people are doing in our region will really help make you feel good about the world and what's going on. Just to look at these all, at least it does for me as I look through them.
Yeah, it is. It's really impressive to see everything that's still happening in spite of what's going on around us. One other thing I did want to mention is Contemporary Craft. They've been an asset for a long time, and they just moved out of the Strip District, which was their longtime home, and now they're in Upper Lawrenceville, which personally I'm very excited about because they're just down the block from me now. And they're doing a radical day on October 31st on Halloween from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they're going to have a fiber artist doing demonstrations of her process. And they'll also have workshops, take home activities, and all kinds of fun things going on. So that's October 31st at Contemporary Craft. And again, you need to reserve a timed ticket for that day.
Well, that's a great opportunity to see the brand new facility, too.
That's right.
And again, it's ratworkshere.org/events. And I'm so happy that we're able to have you here. I know it's a very busy time. It's always busy at RAD, but these are events that you can enjoy and celebrate. You can always learn more about RAD at its website, radworkshere.org. Anything else that you wanted to mention, Shannon?
Well, just a big thank you to you, Larry, and SLB Radio for having us on and getting to talk about Radical Days. It's a really, it started and continues to be a way to thank the county taxpayers for their contributions to this region. And so any time we're able to say a big thank you and offer anything for free, we're really happy to do so. So thanks for the opportunity to give a little plug.
Well, our pleasure, and thanks to you for your support, both generally in operations as well as through our Radcast project that we're getting ready to begin a podcast featuring Allegheny Regional Asset District assets now that kids are starting to get back in school again.
And yes, we're so excited about that.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, it's radworkshere.org/events to learn more. And Shannon, I'm so glad you were able to be with us this morning.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Take care. That's Shannon Musgrave of the Allegheny Regional Asset District.